views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to release your stress and feel better quickly and easily? Do you want to let go of the anxiety, the worry, fears, depression, anger, guilt, shame, and even physical pain that interferes with your daily happiness? Do you want to be able to relax more, be more confident, enjoy more peace and emotional freedom in your life? Do you want to be more successful or have better relationships at home, work, or socially? If so, then it's time to listen to Stress Buster Radio. Here we go with your host, Dave Dodge.
Hi, how are you? Welcome back. I say welcome back. This is my second show, Stress Buster Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Dodge. I want to thank you for joining me. And I also want to just tell you some lessons that I've learned from the first show. Had to do with I tried to put way too much stuff in that first show, and then the actual method that I was trying to instruct you with to help you get to learn was kind of compressed and maybe not as effective as it could be. That was the Sedona method. I'm going to revisit it again in a future show. But it was an interesting learning lesson to be sure. I do want to educate about stress, but my main reason for wanting to do this radio show was actually to show people how to release their stress, whatever form it took. And when I say whatever form it took, I'm talking about anxiety or worry, fear, which are on the same continuum kind of thing there, but depression or anger or guilt, shame. Even if we stuff it enough, it'll come out in physical pain kind of deal. So when I talk about stress, I'm talking about however it shows up for you. And that's going to have to do with your adverse childhood experiences that we talked a little bit about last week and your stress signature, which I probably didn't talk enough about. But your stress signature is what I call your stress signature is what you're dealing with now in relation to the stress that was created back then. And so we're going to, so I just wanted to let you know that last week was just a little review. Stress was in the eye of the beholder. It means that it's our perception that causes our stress, caused by our adverse childhood experiences when we were younger, creating that stress signature, which makes us react to the world around us today. You can get relief from that. And that's kind of why I came up with the Stress Buster name, because I thought it was kind of catchy and cutesy, and maybe it was a little too catchy and cutesy, because a lot of the stress busters that are out there, actually there are a few that are very good, like exercise, taking a walk in nature, meditation, practice of yoga, which is kind of a combination of exercise and meditation for a lot of people, stuff like that. Those actually are good, but they actually only relieve your stress on a temporary basis. You have to keep doing them in order to relieve the stress again. When I say, so there's a difference when I say relieving your stress or releasing your stress, it's kind of like the dandelion. I don't know if you know this, but I learned this a while ago. If you just mow the lawn and cut all the dandelions down, dandelions are going to come back up, and they're actually going to probably increase the next season kind of thing, because you spread the seeds all around. The only way to really get rid of the dandelion, the nuisance, that negative thing, is to go to the root and take it out by the root. And so the stress busters that I'm talking about are actual therapeutic methods that I use in my psychotherapy practice. I'm a therapist, and I've been a therapist for quite a while. I've been helping people, and I'd say, oh my goodness, about in between 20 and 25 years, I've been a therapist, a social worker. I trained as a social worker, but I've been in the business of helping people for 40 to 45 years. Okay, so got a lot of different experience. Also got screwed up when I was a kid and was seeking my own ways to get out of that, which helped me to find all these methods that I'm going to be teaching you. And those methods include, and all these methods I've tried on myself, and all of them I've gotten a really good feel from. Methods such as EMDR, which has been out there for close to 30 years, but I don't know, it's not a household word yet. It is, most therapists know of it now, and psychiatrists and all that, but not necessarily a household word. That's EMDR means eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and I'll never say that again, but I'll just refer to it as EMDR. Very effective trauma method. We're actually going to be using one of the core elements of that method today, bilateral stimulation, later on in the program. What I'm going to do from now on, certainly in the next 5, 6, 7 shows, because I want to teach you all of these things, and I'm just going to list them. EMDR, EFT, which is a emotional freedom techniques, which is an acupuncture technique. There's a method called WHEE, W-H-E-E, holistic hybrid of EMDR and EFT. It's an abbreviated form, combo of the two. Brain spotting, which is you actually find a spot in the brain where you're holding on to this negative stuff or positive stuff. And you can release the negative stuff or increase the positive stuff, depending on what you wanted to do. We're going to talk about hypnosis, guided imagery, using your inner imagination to help you and let things go. Parts therapy, addressing the wounded parts within us. There's a method called ask and receive, which actually is a communication between you and your higher self, which is very interesting, very very effective as well. And we're going to get more and more as we progress. And then we're going to, you know, we're always going to be, during the demonstration, we're going to be working on stuff. After I teach you all of these methods, you're going to be able to get to choose which ones you're going to like, which one's going to be good for you. One of the reasons why I learned so many of them is because when I learned one, I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but then realized that some people weren't comfortable with it. So I learned another one was more comfortable, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then because they were all working so well on me, I also just kept going because I was seeking to let go of my stuff. Okay. So releasing is what we're talking about eventually. You can, we're going to actually, that bilateral stimulation that we're going to be doing today, it's going to be a, there's three different ways it can be used, and that's just today. Later in, when we're working on other methods, it also can be used to enhance those methods as well, and you'll see that as we continue. Another thing that I want to stress is, talking about stress, I want to stress that a lot of what they call stress busters that are on the internet are, and there's some, like I said, that are good and actually relieve the stress, but that's as far as they go, is relieving it. They don't release it. They relieve it in the short run, in the short term, but they don't release it in the long term. The methods I'm going to be showing you and demonstrating to you are going to be able to release this stuff in the long term. I don't know if you've heard, but in the last couple shows, I've mentioned that I was a rageaholic, and that's what I called myself because I was so angry, and it was easy for me to be angry, but it was hard for me to feel my other feelings because I figured out that anger was more comfortable than the sadness that was under that. But once I started dealing with the sadness, I started getting better. So that's so I actually released that. I don't have that rage anymore. And pretty much the intent, the anger that I had in relation to my past issues pretty much have been resolved. Not that I don't get angry or annoyed anymore, but anger is a normal feeling that we all have. So it's not going to completely go away, but the extra charge that was there is not there anymore because of these methods that I've been using over the years here. So, all right. So when we come back, I'm being very good and very structured this time. And when we come back, we're going to play with the bilateral stimulation. And we got a few minutes before break. So I just want to tell you that I'm not going to explain it right now. Actually, I'm going to have you go through the experience first and see what you think. And I'm going to say also that the methods that I'm going to be teaching you, they're going to sound weird. They're going to probably look weird. You're going to feel weird maybe doing them initially. And there's not a lot of empirical evidence on a lot of them because they're newer, more cutting edge kind of methods, but they're very effective and relatively quick and easy in comparison to traditional talk therapy for sure. But they, okay, I'm getting the 1 minute. So when we come back, we're going to play. And Alex, take it away.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together as technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
All right, we're back. And so now it's time to play. Let's do a little play. Bilateral stimulation, I'm going to give you this, is it's a left-right alternate stimulation on the body. It's connecting left brain with right brain. Excuse me. So part of the thing, and you can do this, the easiest way to describe it is, tapping on your left leg, then your right leg, then, you know, the thigh, whatever, if you're sitting down, if that's comfortable for you. It's going to be the alternate tapping that's going to do it. It's going to be left, right, left, right. It's not both at the same time. It's going to be left, right, left, right. One way of doing it, which is kind of comfortable and almost comforting in its own way, is it's called the butterfly hug. Okay, so you want to hug yourself, and so your right hand's going to be on your left bicep, your left hand's going to be on your right bicep, and then you're just going to do the alternate tapping, left, right, left, right, left, right. That may sound really weird, and it may sound weird that it's going to do anything for you, but I'd like you to try it. And I'd like you to try it, and I'm going to talk, I'm going to say for about 2 or 3 minutes, actually. And by that time, you should get some kind of reaction. Let's just see what the reaction is. So let yourself start doing that. I'm going to be talking a little bit, but try to just focus on your tapping back and forth with whatever method. You can do your feet under the table at a business meeting at work, too. You can go left, right, left, right, left, right. It's all, and I'll speak a little bit more. I want you to get the effect here. And if this is irritating you in any way, I want you to stop doing it. That's all. And I'll explain that in a little bit too. If it's irritating you at all, I want you to stop doing it. Just let yourself focus in on what's going on. What's going on in your body? A little body awareness, and some people are much better at that than others. But a few minutes have gone by, and in my practice, when people do this, it's usually 2 or 3 minutes before they start feeling some kind of result. And again, if it's irritating, don't do it. And so you might find, and I'm going to say that the majority of people actually find that it's relaxing, that they're letting go a little bit, that they're feeling better, that they're kind of opening up more. And so that can happen and does have, okay, so there's going to be some people who are going to, it's going to irritate. And that may be that there's just too much going on in their heads right now. It's too busy in their head, and they might be particularly irritated about something that's going on. Or they're just loaded with stuff in their head, and it's just irritating to annoying to do this. So for those people, I'm going to say that there's a fraction of people in my practice, 10 to 20% that have that issue. And that if that's going on, then this is not going to work right now. So just stop. Other people, there's going to be, again, about 10, 15% of people that are very much into intellectualization as a defense mechanism. So that means that they use their brain to figure stuff out mostly. And it's a great defense mechanism, as all defense mechanisms are, because they're there to help us, to help protect us and make us feel better. But with that particular defense mechanism, it also kind of disconnects our brain from our emotions. So, and that's part of the intent. It's part of to wipe out the emotions so we don't have to deal with the emotions so we can think of. But sometimes that brain system gets overloaded and we have too much emotional stuff going on. So this is a good release. So for those people who are getting benefit from it, just realize that it's that easy to release your stress. Well, I say release your stress. This is going to be about relieving your stress, okay? Because we're not focusing on anything in particular at this point. And so this is going to be relieving your stress, but this is also a great way to relieve your stress. I have made up some bilateral stimulation nature sound MP3s that are on my website, stressbusterradio.com. You go to the button off on the far right, release your stress. You'll see bilateral stimulation MP3s. Click on that. And then you'll see there's ocean sounds, brook sounds, river sounds, cricket sounds. And you can listen. There's a sample of each that's over a couple minutes. So listen and see if you like those. If you like those, that's going to be 79 minutes, actually, of relaxation. You can always have this in the background. You can even have it in the background when you're driving. As long as the sounds are low enough that you can hear what's going on around you. And so it doesn't distract you from what you're doing. But you can do that. It's great background and it's great relaxation in the background. Or you could just spend 5-10 minutes doing this bilateral tapping with the butterfly hug. Also, instructions on how to do the butterfly hug and the bilateral stimulation and what we're talking about today is also available on the website, stressbusterradio.com. Go to the Stress Buster Radio Show, and the handouts are under that. Okay. Also, well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. This is a lot about just allowing yourself to be aware of your body. A lot of us are not, don't. We focus more on the outside than on the inside. So, it's just about allowing yourself to relax. So by this time, for those people that are going to benefit from this method, this way of doing it, they're mostly going to know that it works and that it's helping them to let go of some of their stress. And so there's okay. So the methods, the methods that I'm showing you, they're anti-trauma methods. They're to release the trauma that we've dealt with in our lives. They realize that also the back and forth stimulation also helps relax in a general sense if you're not thinking of anything in particular. One thing that's going to be important for you to know and to very much respect is that it may not seem like it right now, but this also can be and is a very powerful method in releasing the trauma. So if you're focusing specifically on a specific trauma, then this bilateral stimulation will help to bring that up. And you don't want to do that if it's a big trauma. In the next segment, we're going to work a little bit okay, so there's big trauma, there's little trauma. Big trauma, we're never going to be working with sexual abuse or physical abuse issues or even severe verbal abuse issues on this show. If you want help with that, I certainly can help you and we can set up a session if you want to do that. or I can try to refer you to somebody that is in your area, whatever. I do Skype, I do telephone sessions, so I could help you. But you, it's going to be, we're not going to do those heavy-duty things on the radio, okay? Because number one, I can't see what you're doing, how you're reacting, where you're going, all that kind of stuff. I'm flying blind here. So this is about very much respecting the process, okay? And not working on the heavy duty stuff, certainly. And I'm just going to say, no, that's, there's no way that you work on that stuff on the show, okay? Because that's going to bring up some heavy duty feelings, which I don't know how many people are aware of what dissociation is. There's a percentage of people who have more severe dissociation, mostly because of that severe abuse as a child. And so dissociation means it's a whole spectrum of things. Most of us dissociate to some level. I mean, if you miss an exit on the highway because you're thinking about something else, that's a form of dissociation. If you get into reading for hours and letting go of the outside reality, that's also TV, whatever, those are forms of dissociation. They're kind of, but they also can get more and more extreme. I don't know if you've ever heard of, you know, it could be a whole bunch of symptoms. And so I would like you to go on the website also in order to get as educated as you can about the dissociation. Again, it's not everybody that gets the severe dissociation, but those people that get it probably already know that they have it to some form or another. So that also needs to be done with a professional who knows how to deal with that, knows how to help you through that. Okay, so if you're relaxing with this method, continue to relax. If you're not, we'll come back and see what happens in the next segment where I'm going to show you actually how to release with this method. Okay, so Alex, take it away. We'll come back in a moment.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Again, we're back. How are you? How are you doing? If you're still tapping, please stop, because we're going to go into another segment here in relation to actually a small example of releasing the negative, okay? So we're going to be using a scale of 0 to 10, and it's called the SUD scale, Subjective Units of Disturbance Scale. And so when I refer to SUDs, well, I may not refer to SUDs. I usually go 0 to 10. How do you feel? And so we're not going to do any. Okay, we're going to work on something. If you wish, we're going to play another way of dealing with doing the bilateral stimulation. It's about releasing negative, where the first, the last segment had to do with relief. Okay, so this is actually releasing, but I want you to think of a small annoyance or a minor irritation that's no larger than 5 on that SUD scale. Okay, so 0 to 10, level of disturbance, how much does it disturb you, how much does it annoy you or irritate you? I want you to choose something that's no bigger than 5, okay? And So one restriction, big time. I don't want you to work on the election results if that's still bothering you. If that's bothering you, I don't want you to work on holiday stuff, going home to family of origin and all that kind of stuff. If things are not, it's a tough season. It's a tough time for a lot of people because of conflicting feelings, all that kind of stuff. But those are the bigger issues, and I don't want you to work on any of those. And the reason why I say not to work on the election stuff is because those bring up our bigger issues. President-elect Trump brings up a lot of issues for a lot of people who have had trauma in their past. Okay, so don't want to work on that. We want to work on minor irritations, being annoyed with somebody at work or a job that was given to you or fellow coworker or something small, somebody cutting you off this morning before you went to work, in traffic, something small. I want it to be, and I want you to double and triple check that the level of disturbance, how much it bothers you, is just going to be a 5. Okay. So I want you to think about what it is you want to work on. And if you can't think of anything right away, or if these bigger issues just keep coming in your head, I don't want you to work on the bigger issues. I want you to, find something that's a minor irritation or a slight annoyance, no larger than 5. And if you find that, I want you to find where it is in your body. Again, a lot of people aren't aware that we actually hold this negative stuff in our body. All of our trauma gets held in our psyche, in our mental emotions, but it also gets held in our bodies. So where is that 5 being held? Okay. And again, I don't want you to work on big stuff. If you do so, you're doing it at your own risk. Okay. Because this is not about big stuff, certainly at this point of the game. I just want you to get a gist of what's going on. And so when you get that 5, I want you to start focusing on the 5, where it is in your body, and what the issue is. And you can actually just focus on where it is in your body and start tapping. However you want to do that, you can use the butterfly hug. You can tap left leg, left thigh, right thigh, left thigh, right thigh. You can actually tap on the table in front of you, left, right, okay? Or left, right with your feet under the table, whichever is going to be the most comfortable for you. And I want you to think about that feeling. It could be anxiety, could be annoyance, like I'm saying, and annoyance is low-scale anger, okay? Could be about anxiety, could be about something that's bothering you on a very low scale. And I want you to just keep tapping. And this may shoot up a little bit, may spike a little bit. If it continues spiking and it doesn't stop, I want you to stop doing this process. If it spikes, it should go down again. There's going to be some people who are going to be choosing an issue that they probably shouldn't be choosing, and it's going to go into a deeper issue. So if it spikes and it stays up there and it continues to spike even beyond that, then I want you to stop. And for those people that may happen to, then after you stop, I want you to look around the room and see where you're the most comfortable, the most relaxed, the least stressed. Okay. This is something that's very new to many people because it's dealing with our emotions pretty directly, straight on kind of thing, which is going to be one of the only ways that you're going to be able to let them go. Because if you don't focus on them, if you continue to resist them and stuff them, you're not going to bring them to your conscious awareness, even though you're going to be acting out these feelings on a regular ongoing basis. And you're going to be feeling them and acting them out. But the only way to really release them is to kind of look at them more directly and then deal with them that way. Again, if you're experiencing too much intensity, then I want you to stop it. Then I want you to look around the room and focus on where it is the most comfortable, the most relaxed, the least stressed. For some of you also, mostly in the intellectualization realm, this particular method may not be for you because you're probably trying to convince yourself that it's ridiculous, it's stupid, how would this work, why does this work, what makes it, you know, we're trying to question, you know, trying to figure it out mentally as opposed to just allowing yourself to experience it. And that's okay. Those defenses are there to protect you, to help you. They're called defense mechanisms, so they're there to help you feel better, feel as good as you can, make you feel that things, everything's okay, when in fact sometimes it's not. Okay, so those people that found something that was the appropriate 5 annoyance level, I want you to check in. I want you to check in and see what number pops up now. 0 to 10, 10 being the most. What number do you have now in that particular area of the body that you found this particular annoyance or irritation emotion? And by this time also, I'm going to guess that most people that it's having a positive effect on are going to have come down at least 1, if not 2, maybe even 3 in number. And part of the other thing about the number is Some people are going to question the number. Don't question the number. Whatever number pops up first, that's your intuition. That's the right answer. And I know that it sounds crazy and it's ridiculous and how could this work and all that kind of stuff. But it is magic, as a lot of the methods I'm going to be showing you are magic. Magical in how they help to release stuff. So as you keep tapping, for those people that have already gone down, it's about just continuing to tap. And the object, for me anyway, and I'm a Virgo and was a perfectionist, and I say was a perfectionist. I'm not nearly as much a perfectionist as I used to be. I still want to do things by the by the rules. And when I say by the rules, I mean my rules. So I love to go down to zero as much as I can, to the point where I don't feel anything in my body in relation to this issue anymore. And again, it's a small issue. It's a minor irritation, small annoyance. So the object for me is to go down to zero and to feel nothing in my body in relation to it. So if I was focused on some kind of anxiety or something like that, then that anxiety would be gone and I wouldn't be able to feel it anymore. Okay, so we're going to be going on another break. And as we go on that other break, those people that are continuing their journey down to zero, let yourself continue doing that. At this point, it's highly improbable that it's going to spike and that it's just going to go down as far as it's going to go down. Okay, so let yourself continue the process through the break if you wish. If not, get up, get a bite, drink, whatever you want to do. And for those that it didn't work on, don't be disheartened. Actually, the next thing might be, segment might be real good for you. Okay, and so, Alex, take it away and continue working on your issues, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stressbuster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressbusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Okay, we're back for the next segment, actually final segment, and we're going to end on a positive, okay? For those who that last segment worked for, releasing the negative, probably a different kind of experience. And so I would love, actually, to get some feedback on my Facebook page. Stress Bus Radio on the Facebook and or on one of my websites. You can contact me and just give me a little note as to how things are going, what happened, even if you're ticked off at me at this point because nothing happened, or you picked an issue that was too big. I can help you out with that if you need to be able to help you pick on another issue so you get benefit from it. Anyway, right now, enhancing the positive. Okay. So what I want you all to do, and you're all going to love this one. Okay. And I think it will have no reason why not to work with anybody. Well, that's not totally true, because there's some of us who really can't focus on the positive, because we've got so much negative going on and we're not good enough. We don't deserve, any of that kind of stuff. And so I'm, for those people, again, going to be probably a smaller percentage of the group, but for those people that can't, aren't going to be able to, I still would like you to try, because this is going to be a very important. We get stuck in our negative thought process, and we get stuck and we get stuck. And actually, your neural pathways in your brain actually get bigger and bigger. Depending on what we're thinking. So if we get bigger, you know, if they get bigger and bigger because we're thinking negative thoughts, oh my God, you know, we have to kind of switch that, and we have to start thinking positive thoughts. To, anyway, and it's easier than you think. And in future shows, I'm also going to help you get to go there kind of stuff. So anyway, whatever positive thing that you can think of, it can be a great thing that you were thinking of. It can be the most positive thing that happened to you, which may not be that positive in your terms, but 0 to 10, we want to get, this time we want to get as close to 10 as we can. And that's going to probably not happen for most people, but whatever we can do, if we can get a 4, 5, 6 or whatever, even if you, okay, so, you're going to think of something that's been, that was a really good experience for you. And you're going to use your imagination in this, because you're going to think about, as you're thinking about this particular thing, you're going to be remembering the feelings that you had. You're going to, which is still going to be in there. You're still going to be able to connect with them, believe it or not. This all gets stored in our brain neurological system somehow. So, what you're going to do is you're going to focus on that positive thing. You're going to use your imagination to envision it. Maybe it's on an ocean beach. Maybe it's on a vacation. Maybe it's, you know, doing a really good job at work. Maybe it's loving your kids. Maybe it's loving your husband, loving your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, any of the above. Love is a great one to focus on. So it's about whatever, a pet. we usually, if we have a pet, we usually love our pets like crazy because they're kind of a bundle of unconditional love. So it's a beautiful thing. So pets are really good if you have a pet. Anyway, focus on that positive thing. Think about that positive thing. Feel that positive thing. Let yourself, where is it in your body? And now I want you to start tapping. Doing that alternative tapping thing. The bilateral stimulation. And so I want you to just, and continue to stay with your visualization of it, with your feelings in relation to it, where the feelings are in your body, and just keep tapping. And even if you get 4, 5, or 6, if you keep tapping, the idea is going to be that it's going to become bigger and bigger, and whatever resistance is there is going to be less and less. Sometimes that takes a while to get there. Also, if you can only think of something that comes up to a 2 or 3, maybe even a 4 or lower, sometimes our negative stuff can come in rather quickly on that, unfortunately. And if that happens and it starts getting negative on you, then you want to try to look for something else. If there's any kind of love that you've ever experienced, love is it. Love is the highest vibration emotion that we have and is actually totally amazing. So if you can just focus on the feeling of love, but then again, sometimes we don't feel like we deserve that. Not good enough at this point, which is all a bunch of BS, but that's our conditioning from our childhoods. And that's what we want to let go of piece by piece. But I want you to just focus on this positive thing. Just let yourself bring in more positive feelings. Feeling better and better, perhaps, or not. So this is something you can do all the time, okay? And this is an easy one because this is focusing on the positive stuff, and I saved it for the end because I didn't want you to... Yeah, well, I wanted you to have as little lingering negative stuff as you could. If you're not down to a 0 on releasing whatever you're releasing, it might be a good idea. It depends on you. If you feel okay with it, doesn't matter. If you want to knock it down to 0, you can do it. Then, you know, top it off with picking a positive experience that you've had and focusing in on that and doing the tapping. However you want to do it. I would suggest that you read the information about dissociation that I've posted on my website, stressbusterradio.com. A lot of information about stress, a lot of information about the methods that we're going to be teaching you on this show as the show, as time goes by. Also, I have a couple other websites, acceleratedhealingsolutions.com and brainspottingspecialist.com. All of the websites have really good information, a little bit of different information on each one in relation to stress, how to deal with it, what it is, how to get relief from it, and how to release it. And like I said, I'm going to be available for any therapy sessions, if you'd like. I can do it over Skype or over the phone, as long as I have some connection with you and know what's going on. At this time, unfortunately, it's coming up to the end of the show. And so I want to thank you all for joining me, and I want to If you have any comments, please get in touch with me somehow. If you're having a problem because you got in trouble with picking something that the suds was too high and it's you're having a hard time releasing, I would love if you would get in touch with me and I can help you let it go. Okay. So end of the show is here. So let yourself practice with this. You can listen to the show over and over if you need to. You can look on my website, stressbusterradio.com, for the handouts that actually come with the show. And thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next show. Take care of yourself.
You've been listening to Stress Buster Radio with host Dave Dodge. We hope this hour has helped you gain some insight into how you can release your stress so you can be more relaxed and have more confidence, happiness, peace, emotional freedom, and success in your life. If you want to learn more about Dave and his private sessions to help you release your stress, visit acceleratedhealingsolutions.com. And tune in every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Stress Buster Radio on the Transformation Network.